Welcome. This is the Mr. Nobody Podcast. With your host organism, Mr. Nobody. Just a brief word on that. The idea of nobodyism. Get into that. Do you know how when you're dreaming and you're purely experiencing you? For example, I did things in my dreams last night I don't think I would do in waking life. But pure me was doing it. Was talking to myself. And in my dream, I didn't have a name. At least not a name that I'm wrapped up in, chained down to. And that's what I mean by none of us really have names. I made this point a couple episodes ago that language, the word, which brought the cosmos into existence according to some mythologies, is the primary way that we deceive each other. Of course, we do it physically. With our mannerisms, our body language, those things are leaks, leakage. But it's truly with our words that we attempt to deceive. And the idea came to me, what if God, whatever that is, whoever God is to you, or whatever God there is or isn't, if he or she spoke the cosmos into existence using a word, a symbolic utterance that manifested matter. First of all, that sounds silly, right? How can words manifest matter? I suppose speaking something can give us the clarity of a concept which creates a reality of sorts, by which I mean it's not necessarily reality with a capital R. Like what we're experiencing as our day-to-day reality is just that. It's what we're experiencing as reality. It's not reality itself. That's something we can't know. That's a totalitarian, that's a totality. If there's even a totality to reality, there's certainly a subjective experience of which we're only partially aware. And what if God's first word was M-E-H? Meh. You know, like, I'm going to create the cosmos. Meh. That was my thought. M-E-H, is that a word? It's an utterance. It indicates some ambivalence or mediocre desire. Yeah, I guess so. So, I lied the other day, and I had to examine it. In doing so, in examining my lie, my lying, I uncovered things about myself that I might not want to admit. And it can go deep. It can go much deeper than I may have even taken it. Why did I lie? What I lied about reveals a lot. I'll just put it this way. I lied about something I didn't do, that I said that I did, but I didn't do. A type of training that I've only read about or watched or approximated on my own, but I actually didn't do. And I did it to one other person. And here's where it gets a little uncomfortable. It's because I was trying to impress this person, because they reminded me of my son. And it was about something stupid. It was about, like, using fake blood on a knife as you practice knife fighting so that you could get some slippery reality. Something fucking stupid. I've done a lot of stuff like that, so why would I lie about something I hadn't done? But to impress. That's an interesting word too. Like, to make an impression is to push yourself or something in and leave a hollow spot. Why would I do that? And then I realized I did that a lot with my son. Exaggerated. And here's the weird part, is I would mix it with things that I did do that I was clearly honest about. And I thought, those words are meant to deceive, even if it's for something constructive or whatever. Another person can feel it. They can feel me lie, because I felt it. Do you want to know something else? That evening I wrote about it so that I wouldn't forget. And I wrote down, I will not lie. I will only tell the truth. But then I gave myself wiggle room. I gave myself an out that was convenient, like, I would not lie unless I have to. Isn't that crazy? I didn't want to make a promise in writing, in a word, creating a reality. I gotta get that. Creating a reality with my words, and then going back on it, uncreating that reality, making it a deception to myself. And that's the thing, it's we deceive ourselves with our words. If we never spoke, if we didn't have language, how much self-bullshit could we get away with? My subjective reality is challenging enough, and it can get a lot more interesting the more effort I put into it. That lying, exaggerating, it just damages. It damages the whole spirit of living. And yet, I was not willing to make the commitment not to do it. Having said that, I did make the commitment to become fully aware of it, if I can. As aware of it as I can. How much am I lying? Little lies. Big lies. Did God lie to us? Evidently, a lot of early groups of Judaism and Christianity believe that the God that created this world, Yaldabaoth or whomever, was a lesser God. Even a God that fucked up, did a shitty job. So shitty that he somehow hated his creation, brought evil into it, and actually tried to wipe us all out in the flood. I find that hilarious. I find all of it hilarious. Interesting. But ridiculous. Along that line, yesterday, a couple of men dug a hole in the ground, and a few of us gathered around this hole. And some of those few of us were children. And together, we lowered a granite box filled with the ashes left from the bones of a human into that hole. A person in robes with some water in a bottle said a few words and threw some water into the hole. And then I had the honor of helping the children fill that hole with the dirt that was piled up on the side of the hole. And there's two aspects of that. One was using a shovel to push the dirt into the hole. And the other was using this tool stamped it down, that made an impression, that forced the dirt to settle. And it was those two complementary actions that were needed to make that hole disappear by filling it back in. And I had this immense sense of, I'm going to use the word religiosity or ritual or meaning of filling that hole with the children, with the offspring of the person whose bones were in that granite box. In the hot sun, surrounded by thousands of other bones. So something about that dust to dust thing is really hanging in the air in our actions. We did all this without speaking. Without words, without deception, just awe for the cycle of life, death, meaning, truth. So much bullshit in the world. We're constantly being sold some shortcut, and we're responsible. Me and you, we're the ones responsible for accepting it. So much of it seems obviously clear when you just think a little bit about it. That line really fucking bothered me. Because there's so much I don't have to lie about. Why fucking lie? And that extended out to, why deceive myself? Why bullshit myself? Do you ever notice that when you hear something that's complete garbage, you can generally tell? When I heard the priest say the words about living forever, being born again, and all that stuff, especially after my weeks of reviewing heresies, it wasn't my annoyance with organized religion or Catholicism. It was just silly. Because the truth, truth is enough. It doesn't need all of this control and calcification. That's an interesting word because it has something to do with bones, doesn't it? When something becomes calcified, it becomes rigid, sure of itself. But there was something spiritual, something, not sure if that's the word, just something true about putting those bones in the ground. And having that mean something. I thought about everybody else's life there. We don't know our stories. And we're all afraid to look at how they may end, or the fact that they will end. And it's ironic, or not ironic, that our religions are all about never dying. I do sense a kernel of truth that's been obscured by all of that calcification, which is that there is a reality. In which we're part. We're not the bastard sons and daughters of some god. We're part of reality, even though we can't perceive it in its entirety. And perhaps it's the subjective part that we forget to focus on. The fact that we don't need to lie. That our simple existence is enough of a reason to treat ourselves reverently. To not shove poison and drugs into our biology and fuck up our brains with bullshit thoughts, stupid ideas. I seriously think there's aliens, or hope there are aliens, but it's not in my control, nor is Bigfoot or a million other things I might hope for. What exists, or what I can perceive that exists, and learn about what exists. That's a wonderful thing that I don't need to make shit up about. I personally don't know how anybody can have a religion that isn't about the body. I just don't understand it. Like, how can you think of yourself as a spiritual person and not take care of yourself? And I'm just talking about obvious things. Not the marginal things. For example, I know people who take psilocybin, they microdose it. It doesn't fucking kill them. They're happy. They seem healthy. They work out. They eat well. They're doing some psilocybin. Do you know anybody who's doing a little bit of heroin? Or a little bit of crime? You have to fucking lie to yourself to do that kind of thing. It's like a hole lying to itself about the dirt that's missing. Cue the guitar. Beginning, there was the Word, and the Word was guitar line. body out.